A house is made of wood and stone, but only love can make a home. Welcome to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, helping you make your home into one you'll love even more. Here are your hosts, Dan Hansen and Betsy Thompson.
Well, it's the start to a long weekend for a lot of folks out there.
Yes, it is.
Not for me.
And not for me.
That's okay, though.
Yeah.
I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. And yes, it is a long weekend, and that means it is the perfect time for a project because we love projects around here.
And a lot of people love projects, and even if you don't love projects, chances are someone in your house would like you to love projects.
Exactly.
At least this one. Because what we want to talk about is a very simple project.
Yes.
It's got huge impact.
Mm-hmm.
It's very low when it comes to expense.
Yes.
And it's going to go very quickly. You're going to be able to get it done and move on with the rest of your weekend and still have done amazing things.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about painting your front door.
Yep.
And coming up at the end of the show, we're going to tell you everything you need to know from choosing the color to applying the paint.
Yes. And of course, this weekend is not just about sitting around and painting your front door. It's also about grilling and showing your friends and family your mad grilling skills. And lucky for all of you, we are in the studio with Rob Kakowski from Heritage Fireplace and Design Center. And he's got some tips for us to make our grilling even better. And he's going to tell us some things that I had no idea you could put on a grill.
And in about 15 minutes, we're going to be talking about a brand new paint from Benjamin Moore that's absolutely amazing. We talked about it a couple weeks ago, but this time, this week, we want to give away some free gallons so everybody can try it.
Right.
That's coming up in about 15 minutes or so.
But right now, we're sitting down with Nick Sargent. Nick's a flooring and design consultant at Johnson Carpet One in Granville, and he's been working with interior designers and builders for about the last 15 years, and he really knows his stuff, you know, forwards and backwards, so we are lucky to have him. Nick, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you.
So I know that, you know, hardwood floors seem to be all the rage now. You know, everybody talks about them. Mm-hmm. Can you walk us through what you've got for hardwood floors and what some other options are?
The biggest trends in hardwood these days is we're not doing those 80 gloss finishes anymore. Those have kind of gone by the wayside. We've been able to perfect very, very matted finishes.
You know, very low shine.
Low
shine. And it's still durable?
Very durable.
Wow.
Same type of wear layer on top of it that protects the floor out of any pre-finished hardwood floor, but we can get them very matted. Sometimes you don't even see them. Wide plank products are very popular. You know, we used to have 2 and 3 inch, and then we went to 5, and now we're doing 7.
Right.
We have some 9 inch, 13 inch wide products.
13 inch wide?
Yes.
Is wide.
You know,
I'm not going to put that in my bathroom.
No.
Now. Like 2 planks down.
No, but how cool would that be in a big open space?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. No, those 13 inch ones in like an open concept living, dining, kitchen area.
Can you mix and match the widths?
There are some products that come pre-boxed that way, so it already does do like a 3, 5, and 7, 4, 8, and 12. You know, there's different ones. Along with the very matted finishes, you know, a lot of texture to the floor. You know, there's hand scraping. There's wire brushing that almost feels like it's not, the grain's not filled in.
Yeah, we were in the, you know, in the showroom with Nick recently, and you showed us that one that was wire brushed.
Yep.
And yeah, when you feel it, it almost feels unfinished.
Crazy. Yes. Yeah.
But yet you're saying extreme durability.
Yes. So
because that was a cool look and a great feel.
Yep.
Because you put it next to one of those shinier, you know, like you said, the 80s gloss.
Yeah.
And oh, that looks so cheap compared to that. I'm sorry for mom. I'm sorry, mom. I'm not criticizing your floor. Oh,
but
I'm going to pay for that.
But it's true. Yeah. The ones now are so cool looking.
Very cool look.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, when the light hits it, and it's really the light hitting the finish layer, when you have those glossier finishes, just highlighted it. So, I mean, you could stand across the room and you could pick out every, you know, nick, scratch, and dent. You know, with the more matted finishes, I mean, when you stand by the wood, you don't even hardly notice them unless you really get down on your hands and knees and really scrutinize that wood.
So, for people like me who have a dog who, has nail scratches.
Well, and explain the dog very quickly.
Okay,
because people are picturing this little tiny.
Okay, my dog weighs 150 pounds.
Saint Bernard.
So, you know, my floors are torn apart from nails. Is this going to minimize that?
It's going to help. It won't minimize it. It won't take it away, but it will help over the long term. It'll help hide that effect.
Okay.
But you have a big enough dog, you know, who's another person of the family.
Yes.
You know, you know, with nails, and if you don't trim them quite regularly, they're going to scratch everything and then next to concrete, really.
Right.
So you need a concrete floor here.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen.
So now, real quickly, I know with hardwoods, mm-hmm. there are solid woods.
Yes.
And there are engineered yes. hardwood floors.
Yes.
Is one better than the other?
For our climate, most of America actually does engineered floors. Some of the northern states still sell some solid hardwood floors. You know, and a lot of people think the engineer floors are fake floors. They're not fake floors. They do have a layer of hardwood on top of the floor.
So it's like a plywood.
Yes.
Okay.
And then there's opposing layers of wood underneath that actually stabilize the wood. So you ever walk into a house in the winter and you see gaps that you could lose like your foot in, or in the yes. summer, there's doors you don't even use because you can't open them anymore.
Right.
You know, because the wood is expanded and contracted through the seasons. So an engineer floor is not going to do it. It will do it a little bit, but it will do it nowhere near what a solid hardwood does.
You're listening to the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, and we've been talking about wood floors. But I know that there are some other options out there that look like wood but aren't wood. Why don't you go through some of those with us?
So we have laminate floors, which tends to be, you know, a pitcher on a backer board. You know, they float floors. They're great. We've had them for a lot of years. Prego or Pergo floors. Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, we always have customers. Do you have Prego floors?
You know, Prego spaghetti yeah. sauce,
yeah,
but
yeah.
not.
Exactly.
And those have come a long way. You know, what we're seeing the trends in actual hardwood are driving our other categories. So you're seeing very wide plank products.
So even in the laminates,
yeah.
that's changing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very matted finishes in there, not, you know, the glossy finishes mm-hmm. in the laminates anymore. Those are going to be great for dogs because laminates are very, very, very hard products. So it's harder for a dog to scratch a laminate floor than it is some of our other categories of floors.
Now, the downside to laminates, at least my experience with them, yeah. is the sound. They're echoey.
Yes.
Now, and that's been reduced? Or
yes. So they've started to make the cores thicker. And they've also, you know, that's where you get a good pad. So going to a good reputable flooring dealer who can recommend the right type of pad to go underneath. It's going to be both a sound deadener and a moisture barrier.
Now, I know you showed us a pad in yeah. the showroom that was very... Mm-hmm. A lot of fiber to it.
Yes.
It was a heavy
yeah.
fiber pad rather than just that foam
yes.
pad that you see. And that helps a lot, you said, to deaden the sound.
Yes.
The other issue is moisture, right?
Yes. Laminates don't like any water-based products. So you can get a little bit on there, you know, but you have to clean it up within a reasonable amount of time. Now, they're starting to come out with laminates that can take more moisture and everything. But if it's, you know, a pool of water sitting down for a couple of days, it's going to cause some issues.
Okay. So well, laminates.
See, then that's my trade-off for the dog. Yeah. No scratches, but then my floor is going to have issues because
concrete.
When she drinks water,
yes.
it's going to be all over.
Sure,
so what happens if the water sits on there? I know, concrete. I am listening to you. I'm trying to ignore you, but I can't. It's this little voice in my head. So what happens if the water sits on there? Like if I don't notice it?
It might get between the cracks and start to, you know, you'll get either get a watermark or it might kind of blow up and kind of blow out that seam.
So oh. it puffs up a little
yes.
bit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
not a good
look. We don't want that.
So,
yeah.
okay. Let's get to me.
Okay.
Because we're always talking about Betsy.
Uh-huh.
I've got a bathroom that
yes.
I want to redo.
Yes.
Obviously, hardwood, not my choice for a
yeah.
bathroom. Not with kids who splash everywhere. Laminate, not my choice.
No.
But I still want a wood look. I know
mm-hmm.
there's a vinyl plank.
Yeah. So we were doing.
Talk about those.
We've done a lot with vinyl planks over the years. We used to have a glue-down versions, and then we came out with floating versions. Now we've come out with they're basically an engineered vinyl plank floor.
Okay.
Cortec's the biggest number one.
Cortec. Okay.
By U.S. Floors is the biggest number one name in that product category. So laminate on top. There's a synthetic core like a laminate, but it's not a wood-based core. And then they have a cork or rubber back to it that acts as your sound deadener and your moisture barrier.
Okay.
It clicks and floats just like a laminate. You don't need a pad underneath, but it can take all the water you want. So those kids can splash all they want and it will do nothing to the floor.
This is completely waterproof, this
yes.
floor.
Yes.
That is cool.
So no
yeah.
puffing up. And it's
no.
clicked together.
Yes. So it floats. So you can do it yourself if you wanted to.
Okay. So how much of this stuff do you sell? I mean, is this... This sounds really cool.
Yes, it is one of our number one categories in products that we're selling these days.
And this is something that homeowners can put in themselves. They
yes.
don't have to have an installer come out
no.
and do it. That's the cool part about it.
Now, it's not going to be as good for the dog, right? I would imagine.
Well, you know, the dog, you know, if you go away on the weekends and had an accident, it'd be mm-hmm. perfectly fine. Now, laminate versus vinyl, vinyl tends to be a bit softer,
mm-hmm.
so it will show scratches a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a small dog, I think you're fine with, you know, when they have their third person, otherwise known as the St. Bernard, you know, that dog, he can scratch this type
oh,
of floor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, she can scratch anything, but concrete. I know.
I was just going to say concrete.
I took away your fun. I know.
All right, okay, we're wrapping up time-wise, but price.
You know, CoreTech, we're starting in the mid-fours, and we're going up to mid-$6 ranges.
Okay.
You know, hardwoods, they range anywhere from $5, $6 on up to, you know, $20 a square foot.
Okay.
Where laminates are going to be, you know, kind of $3 to $6 range.
Okay, so the laminates are going to be a little bit on the cheaper end, more inexpensive end. Mm-hmm. Let's use the proper term.
Yes.
Then CoreTech.
Yes.
But CoreTech, the beauty of that is perfect for bathrooms,
areas with water.
That's awesome.
You know, I would think a kitchen area. It feels great underfoot.
Messy families.
Or a basement. Could you put it in a basement?
Yes.
Oh, that would be perfect.
That's all very good. Nick, if our listeners want to get in touch with you or anybody at Johnson Carpet One, what's the best way to do that?
Just come into Johnson Carpet One. We're downtown Granville, corner of Chicago Drive and Wilson.
Do you have a website we can go to?
Either look up carpetone.com and type in your zip code and you can get Johnson Carpet website, or we're also on Facebook.
Okay. Perfect. Very good. Nick Sargent from Johnson Carpet One, thanks for taking time out of your
day
to hang with us.
You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Now, after the break, we're going to be talking about how you can win some free paint, so stick around.
What if there was a paint so special that you had to seek it out? Not like that. Not that far. Much closer. Like your neighborhood Benjamin Moore retailer. Yep, you got it. Because if finding that paint makes you and your walls beam with pride, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore. Paint like no other.
Serving all of West Michigan, Repco Light Paints is your neighborhood Benjamin Moore retailer. Learn more at repcolite.com.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, welcome back. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Now, there's a fairly common question that we get at Repco Light all the time, and I'm sure that paint companies across the nation get the same one. People come in with a dark or a bright colored paint, and they say, oh, I'm on my sixth coat. What is going on?
I'm less than pleased.
Right.
Normally, they are not terribly happy.
Well, they're a little frustrated because they spend a lot of money for good quality paint, and they don't understand why it's not covering.
Well, a lot of people think a darker color should cover even better than a lighter color.
Right.
And in fact, it doesn't. And so, the natural reaction is maybe the paint, there's something wrong with the paint, or it's an inferior product.
Right.
So we want to address that. You know, on this show, we've done a lot of Ask Repco Light segments where we deal with questions that we get in the store all the time. And we want to deal with this one. Why does my paint not cover or hide, which is the proper term? Why does it not hide?
Right.
And the real reason is that the base that we use for tinting the paint, for tinting bright and dark colors, is essentially clear.
Right. If you were to roll it out or brush it out on a piece of paper, wood, or whatever, when it dries, it might be a little bit cloudy, but it's almost completely clear. There's really nothing to it.
That's the base that we use when we try to get to some of these vivid colors, because the other tint bases that we use have an ingredient called titanium dioxide.
Right.
It's a white powder, basically, for lack of a better phrase, and it gives paint its hiding power and all of that.
Right.
That can't be in these deep, these neutral bases, these clear bases.
Otherwise, it just makes them lighter. And...
Right. We'll never get to those rich colors because it's going to have that white in there, which will make it look pink if it's a red or too washed out or too milky for a yellow.
Yep.
So they're clear bases.
Mm-hmm.
That's one part of the problem.
Yes.
The other part of the problem is the fact that the colorants that we use for these rich and vivid colors are also products that don't cover very well at all in their own right.
Right. Especially if you're talking about reds, yellows, blues, greens, things like that. Those colorants are very thin. You know, if you took them and put them over top of a piece of newspaper, you know, brushed them out.
Full strength,
right out of the can, you would be able to read the newspaper right through those colorants. That's how thin they are. So then you add that to
dilute it.
Yeah. You dilute it with this already clear base, and there is no hiding power to
it. Right. The hiding power completely goes out the window at that point. So that's what you're seeing. That's why the products take so many coats to cover sometimes.
Yes.
It's just the nature of that particular color. You know, dark colors, things like browns and blacks and charcoal colors, will hide better.
Yes,
Even what we call dirty reds or reds that have more black in them will cover better than a bright, clean fire engine red.
Yes.
But there's still multiple coats mm-hmm. involved.
Right.
And that's what's going on. It's just the nature of that particular color, mm-hmm. the base that we have to use to get it, and the colorants that we use to achieve it. And that's not just Repcolite. That is completely across the board. Anywhere you buy paint, yes. you're going to run into that.
Right. But lucky for you, we do have a solution to this. And our solution that we recommend to everyone who comes into our stores with this problem is a product by Benjamin Moore. It's called Aura. And it is a fantastic product. They have a secret, you know, that makes it cover and hide like you want it to. They guarantee two coats and you will get the color that you are looking for.
No matter what color you're working with right. and no matter what color you're going over.
Right.
So we like to recommend this right off the bat. Mm-hmm. You know, the minute we see you're looking with for a dark color or a bright color,
yep.
we'd recommend that you go directly to Aura.
Yep.
Now, one of the issues with Aura is that it's pricier.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, when you're talking about these dark colors, it is worth the money, and you're going to be saving money in the long run, and you're saving time and frustration,
yes.
which is huge. Nobody likes tackling a paint project that doesn't turn out the way you want.
Exactly.
And putting four and five coats of something on a wall is definitely not what you want.
Right.
So we recommend Aura. You're going to get the coverage that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it's a little more expensive right up front,
yep.
but in the end, you're going to save money. We had a customer once, well, many times this happens, but one in particular that I remember, she came into our store at Lakewood mm-hmm. on Lakewood Boulevard, and she had been to another store and picked up, I think she was on her fifth coat or mm-hmm. fifth quart
yep.
from that company. And she was convinced the paint was really terrible,
mm-hmm.
so she wanted good Repcolite paint.
Right.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yes.
But I had to be honest, you know, this, it's not really necessarily
it's
the
inferior
paint at that
right.
point. It's the color you pick.
Well, and it's industry wide, except for Benjamin Moore with whatever their secret is to making this paint cover in two coats.
Right. We steered that particular customer to Aura
mm-hmm.
and she was back the next day.
Right.
Happy. Finally, yep. she had full coverage. Everything was done.
Mm-hmm.
She could have saved all that money. Just buy one quart of Aura was all she needed.
Right.
But she ended up buying four quarts of this other product. It's not worth it. So when it comes to using a dark color, using a bright, vivid color, if you don't want to struggle through multiple coats, multiple quarts, or multiple mm-hmm. gallons, go straight to Benjamin Moore's Aura. You're not going to be sorry. You're going to get the look you want, the color you want, easily and quickly.
Right. You're listening to the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, and we were answering a paint question, you know, about why colors don't hide like you expect. But now we want to shift gears a little bit and talk about something we talked about a couple weeks ago, Benjamin Moore's new product, ScuffX, because we were blown away by it. It was absolutely an amazing product and lived up to the hype, which was surprising to us.
And the hype was this. You know, ScuffX is a product that's, we're told in all the marketing material
mm-hmm.
that you can't scuff this. One of the videos that Benjamin Moore has on their website is they built skateboard ramps,
yes.
I think in a lawyer's office
yep.
was the point. And then they had, you know, ScuffX painted white
mm-hmm.
on a panel. And then skateboarders would ride down the hallways and ride right up these ramps and ride their skateboards right over the walls and leave no scuffs.
Yeah.
No marks.
It was really cool.
And yeah, is that real? Well, we got the product here, mm-hmm. tested it. Oh, my goodness.
It does live up to that.
It really is real.
Yeah.
It was really fun. It's a great product. I've never seen anything like it. Perfect for hospitals, mm-hmm. industry settings, offices, schools,
right.
you name it.
Right. But if it's good for that, then why isn't it good for your home? You know, why aren't you using it in your hallways, in your entryways and things like that, you know, where it gets a lot of wear and tear? It's a good price on it. You know, it's the same price as a regular gallon of paint for your walls. It has low VOCs, low odor, so you're not going to stink everybody out of the house. So there is no reason why you should not be trying this product on your walls at home.
And we can make it even easier because we've got a contest
mm-hmm.
that's running right now
yep.
on Repcolite's Facebook page or at repcolite.com. And 10 people are going to win 1 gallon of ScuffX from Benjamin Moore. Whatever color you want, we'll get it to you. The contest is going to end next week, Saturday,
mm-hmm.
July 8th
yep.
at 9 in the morning. All you need to do is go to Repcolite's Facebook page or repcolite.com. Instructions are simple. Enter the contest and win.
You're listening to the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore, on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Now, after the break, we've got something really fun coming up. Rob Kukowski from Heritage Fireplace and Design Center is here to talk about 4th of July grilling tips. Stay tuned.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers. Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
Serving all of West Michigan, Repco Light Paints is your neighborhood Benjamin Moore retailer. Learn more at repcolite.com.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repco Light Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost. On News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
And here we are again, you know, starting the second half of another absolutely brilliant episode, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. And if you really think that we are brilliant.
Sometimes I do.
Yes. Well, we have brilliance in the studio with us.
Real brilliance? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Rob Kakowski is here, and he has some absolutely brilliant grilling tips for us. Rob, thanks for being here.
Happy to be here again.
So with the 4th of July coming up, I know that you have some great grilling tips because from what I have deduced from talking to you, you can cook almost an entire meal on a grill, which blows my mind.
Even down to cookies.
Yeah.
For dessert.
That just is astounding to me. So you've got some great things for our listeners.
Oh, some great small tips. You know, let's say you've got that old gas grill. You don't want to buy a new one, but you want to know how to utilize it better. Or maybe you want to cook something and you don't know how you can on the product you currently have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you've got multiple burners, you've got 2, 3, 4 burners, it's really easy to indirect cook. Do things like beer can chicken or stand up ribs in a rib rack. All you have to do with something like that is take your interior burners, turn them off. Let's say you have 4 burners.
Okay.
Turn your left burner on, turn your right burner on, turn your middle 2 off. Stand your beer can chicken, your ribs, things like that in the middle, and shut your lid. Now what you're doing is you're keeping the direct heat off the bottom of that product. So you're not going to have a charred bottom, a black bottom chicken.
Right.
It'll stay moist. It'll stay juicy, and it'll cook indirectly. Same thing with ribs. Let's say you want to do cookies for dessert. You really just want to go for that wow factor.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. What I do is I actually use a pizza stone and I use some nonstick foil.
Okay.
You know, I put the nonstick foil on there, put my cookies in there. I don't like to use anything that can combust oils, things like that, because that can drip on a burner. You can eat through your burners and you can have flare-ups.
Right. So you're not spraying it down with whatever that spray is, that cooking spray that makes the big fire.
Pam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, not using that.
I don't like to. Some people do.
You know, I like the fire that it generates.
Which is great unless if you really want blackened cookies.
I was going to say, do you want burnt cookies? Now you
like
sound like my grandpa.
I just like the flame. I saw a James Bond movie once where a snake was in the room trying to get Sean Connery, and I think it was shaving cream that he lit and he burned the snake. So I always figure if snake's after me or maybe a mean gopher.
Hairspray.
Oh, my goodness.
Hairspray.
Use a can of hairspray.
There you go.
So anyway,
goodness.
I interrupt.
So baking cookies.
We're out of the movie segment now.
Yes.
Well, that's just, you know, one thing you can do.
Okay.
Pizza stones can also be used, obviously, for pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy wood chip smokers that you can actually adapt to most grills. If you don't have a wood chip smoker, your grill doesn't take one. You know, you have an older grill, something. Take aluminum foil. Make almost like a little boat out of it. Take the chips, soak them overnight. That's the key. You don't want them to combust. So make sure you soak them overnight. Poke holes in that foil. Throw them down on your burners or your briquettes or whatever you have down there. Now you just made yourself a smoker that cost you about 30 cents.
So what if you have a charcoal grill? You're talking about doing this on a gas grill. Can you do these things on a charcoal grill?
Absolutely. Most people see charcoal grills and they go, oh, all the heat's centralized underneath. How do I do that? It's charcoal. Well, you can some grills have products where you can buy charcoal dividers, and you actually scoot the charcoal out to either side. That can be done easily by just taking any sort of non-combustible metal or anything and dividing the left and right side. Let's say you have a round kettle. You keep the charcoal to the left and the right-hand side. You can start it in the middle, get it good and hot, and then actually just take it. Don't use your hands. Move it to the side and divide it, and now you're cooking indirectly on your charcoal grill, and you don't have to concern yourself again with flare-ups.
And so that's also how you bake the cookies, indirect.
Always indirect. Yeah, okay. Basically turns your grill kind of almost into a pseudo oven. So
about how long do they take to cook on a grill?
Depends.
Until they're done, Betsy.
Right.
Yes.
Until they're just the right consistency.
The same thing. You realize the temperature gauges on most grills. So you can internalize the temperature and you can gauge it that way. Now, every time you open that lid, now what's happening is you're letting the heat out, so now it's going to heat back up. So you get a little bit more inconsistency, but you get a really unique barbecue kind of flavor that comes with your cookies. Mm-hmm. And it really balances well with whatever you're grilling at the same time. You know, a lot of people are afraid to throw fruit on the grill. You know, you can take peaches. Mm-hmm. Take a peach, cut it in half, take the pit out. sear it, get it good and moist, flip it over, put some cinnamon, some sugar, some brown sugar, and a little scoop of vanilla ice cream in there. Now you've got a seared peach for dessert. That's, you know, not the healthiest thing, but not the worst thing either.
How cool is that?
It's fruit and milk.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. People are afraid to try different things on a grill.
You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, and we're in the studio with Rob Kakowski from Heritage Fireplace and Design Center. And we're talking about just some outdoor, backyard, 4th of July grilling tips. And we just talked about putting a peach on the grill with cinnamon and ice cream.
Yes.
I really want that peach.
Yes, so do
but
I.
What other tips do you got for us, Rob? I mean, when I grill, I really try very hard. But I normally end up with, sometimes I get lucky, and sometimes everything is really good. And sometimes things taste like leather. You know I do that.
Here, children, eat your shoe.
Yeah. How do I avoid some of those things?
Now, every grill, everybody's got a different grill. Mm-hmm. There's tons of different products out there. And it's a basic understanding of why does my grill cook the way it does. Most grills are open flame burners. They work like a dryer. Mm-hmm. Your dryer at home sends hot air around the clothes, dries them out. Your grill's doing the same thing. You shut the lid, you're setting that heat around the food and tends to dry it out. Ideally, what you want to do is get that grill as hot as you can to start. Say you're doing steaks. Throw your steaks on there and sear it for a couple minutes per side. Lock in the moisture so you don't dry it out. Then shut your lid. Turn the heat down to cook through it. That will allow you to lock in as much moisture as possible. Now you can get it to your desired doneness if you want it medium well, but you've already locked in the moisture. So,
see, and I've always... Oh, I should not say this because it exposes my stupidity in certain regards. But the flame controller on the knobs, mm-hmm. I've always thought, why do you have anything but high? Who's going to ever burn on anything but the most?
Uh-huh.
So that's exactly the point right there. Start it, sear it, then turn it down.
And then you cook through it. Yep.
I only turn it down when it's really black and I realize I can't let it get more black.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll turn it really low then. Right. But it's lost cause at that point.
So for charcoal, mm-hmm. because we always...
I don't have knobs for my charcoal grill.
Well, right. So we're always talking about, you know, gas grills, but charcoal's a whole different beast. So do you keep it all in a pile and then spread it out? Does that cool it down a little bit after you've seared the meat? How do you deal with that?
How do you control
beast?
The heat?
Right.
Well, with charcoal, it's a little bit different. Now, you understand on charcoal grills, you generally have an air shutter on top. And that's mm-hmm. going to control the airflow. That's going to allow you to control your temperature.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get the temperature.
Okay.
Charcoal, you want to cook open more than anything. One, especially if you're using any products that have lighter fluid or anything like that, the mm-hmm. quick lights, things like that. Otherwise, it's going to wind up in your food.
Okay.
And nobody wants a burger that tastes like
kerosene.
Kingsford.
Yeah. Right.
Yum.
Mm.
So the key there is open.
Mm-hmm.
And charcoal's great because people don't realize... Charcoal actually is a lot of radiant heat, so it tends not to dry things out. That's why a lot of people prefer charcoal. You're cooking with radiant heat with those charcoals as opposed to the open flame. Yeah, there are flames there, but those charcoals are radiating the heat up. So it's actually heating the object and not the air. So you tend not to dry things out as much on charcoal as you do on gas.
All right. Almost done here. Just a few seconds. Any last minute, anything that jumps to your mind?
If you're going to cook with beer, make sure you have one for yourself and then one for
Perfect.
I like it.
Perfect. Rob Kakowski from Heritage Fireplace and Design Center. How do our listeners get a hold of you best?
Well, they can either go to our website, www.heritagefireplace.com, or they can call our showroom at 616-949-4466.
All right. Rob from Heritage Fireplace and Design Center, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, sponsored by Benjamin Moore, on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Now, when we come back, there's nothing that impacts the look and feel of the exterior of your home more than your front door, and updating it is a perfect project for a long weekend. Now, we're going to walk you through everything you need to know, from choosing the right color to applying the paint. Stay tuned.
What if there was a paint where each drop was engineered to be smarter than you ever thought possible?
Announcing our summa cum laude graduates.
So when a color didn't go on evenly, it would reshuffle each pigment to reveal its truest, richest state. If a paint could realize the fullest potential of any color, is it still paint? Aura Interior from Benjamin Moore. Paint like no other.
Serving all of West Michigan, Repco Light Paints is your neighborhood Benjamin Moore retailer. Learn more at repcolite.com.
helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
And we're back. Last leg of the show.
Yes, home stretch.
Right. Home stretch. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Now, we have a project that we want to talk about, and it's one that you can do this weekend that will give you such a huge impact on the front of your home.
And brownie points.
And yes, and brownie points for the significant other.
Yeah.
We're talking about painting your front door, and it's something that's relatively simple to do. People think that it's out of their realm, you know, oh, it's hard, it's complicated. It isn't, and it gives you so much bang for your buck. You know, one quart of paint will have this drastic change. It's amazing what this will do. It's the curb appeal. It's what people first see when they pull up to your home or drive past. I mean, how many of us haven't, you know, swiveled our heads as we drive past? Wow, that's a really nice front door.
Right. And it's one of those things that, yeah, there's very little that you could do to your home, the exterior of it, that's going to have more impact.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you could paint the siding.
Yes.
But that's a way bigger job.
And way more money.
Way more money. That will have more impact. But other than that,
right,
getting the right color on the front door is a tremendous project. It's going to have tremendous appeal. So it's a great project.
Right.
The big thing, and honestly, the big complication to this whole process is finding that right color. That's the first step, and it always trips people up.
Right. They get overwhelmed. There are so many choices, and they don't even know where to start. So some things to think about, you know, when you're picking a door color. First, think about the personality and the style of your home or what you want to portray to the people coming to your home, you know?
What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, I mean, do you want it to be fun? Do you want it to be energetic? You know, do you want people to be excited when they get to your front door? Then you want to choose a brighter color, you know, something that's a little bit more lively.
I open my front door and their eyes are all big and they're twitchy.
Yes.
Then I know I nailed it, right?
Yes, exactly.
Welcome to my home. Please bounce off these walls.
Exactly. But, you know, there are people out there who like something a little bit more traditional. You know, maybe they have a traditional home or they just want to portray that traditional feel. Then you want to go something, you know, a little bit more muted, maybe a little bit darker. That's how you get that feeling. So just think about these things when you're choosing your color. And you need to take into consideration, you know, your siding colors. Because if you have, you know, neutral siding, you can pretty much pick any color you want on the door. But you need to pay attention to the undertones. We were driving around recently and we saw two different gray houses, you know, different shades of gray, but similar. And both of them had this kind of aqua door. One pulled it off really well because the undertones matched.
Of the siding. The siding had a bluish tone to it.
Yep.
Worked perfectly with the door.
Exactly.
The other gray siding, the other gray house had a little bit of a reddish tone to that gray.
Right.
And it did not work with the door.
No, they just needed a little bit warmer color under that aqua. So that's just something, you know, and we can help you in the stores with that. You know, if you know that you want an aqua door or a yellow door or whatever, we can help you find just that right undertone to go with your siding. So, you know, bring pictures, bring as much as you can.
Right. A sample of the siding would be awesome. Every now and then people have an extra piece somewhere.
Right.
If you could bring that in, because people are surprised when they hear that a neutral color or a gray or whatever they've got actually has these undertones.
Right.
And it really does. You can hold up certain color chips to it and you'll see red tones, green tones, yellow tones underneath that you don't see. That's very important when you're picking your front door color.
Right.
The big thing to keep in mind is that this is one of those projects that you can gamble on.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean is stretch the boundaries a little bit. It's a front door. It's a quart of paint.
Yes.
A little bit of time involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a place to gamble a little bit to, you know, stretch outside of your box, your comfort zone. Don't just fall into the traditional colors if you want to try something new. Be a little bold. If it works, you're going to be amazed at the results. If it doesn't work, worst case scenario, another quart and you repaint. It's pretty simple.
And once you've chosen your color, then you need to find the paint that's right for your door. Now, come into any Port City or Repco Light paints and we will recommend a paint for you. But you need to answer some questions when you get to the store before we can recommend the correct product. So we're going to ask you, what is your door made of? Is it fiberglass? Is it metal? Is it new? Is there some coating on it already? Is it oil? Is it latex?
If you're not sure, there's a very simple way to figure that out. Because a lot of people wonder. I have no idea how to figure out whether that's oil or latex.
Right.
All you need to do, and this works great if you've got a color on the door, is get a white rag or a cotton ball, saturate it with ammonia, and then rub the door in an inconspicuous, out-of-the-way spot.
Right.
If the color comes off onto the rag, it's a latex.
Yes.
If you don't get any reaction at all, it's an oil-based product.
Mm-hmm.
We'd recommend that you stick with what you've got.
Yes.
You know, so if you've got a latex, stick with a latex. If you've got an oil, you can stick with the oil.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could switch to latex. You just need to make sure you prime it in between. And we recommend sticks from Insulex.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great bonding primer.
Yes.
It'll bond perfectly to that oil-based coat that's down there, and then you can put latex right over top.
Exactly. Now, the only other thing you need to consider is what sheen do you want? You know, there are a range of sheens, so figure that out, and then we will help you find just the right product for this project.
Right. We've got it. Right. Right. That is so embarrassing. And I'm glad I stopped repeatedly and repeated it over and over again.
Yes. That
yes,
makes it better.
My voice is still breaking.
Yes. It'll get better someday.
I know.
Maybe.
We'll recommend the right product. Good grief. We'll recommend the right product for you. Just stop out at any Repco Light or Port City Paint store. Tons of different products to recommend. We'll help you find the right one.
You're listening to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, and we're talking about painting your front door and how it's not something that you need to be afraid of. You know, we talked you through how to pick a color, and we'll help you pick the product in the store. Now, we want to just quickly go through how to actually do this, you know, kind of the process that you will need to go through. And the first thing is, with every painting project, prep work is the key. That is what you have to focus on, because that's going to give you the best end result.
Right. If you've got paint on the door, if it's loose or peeling, you've got to get it off.
Mm-hmm.
So scrape all of that loose or peeling paint off. Whatever you leave behind on that door needs to be stuck down, and stuck down well. People sometimes think that new paint is going to help that old mm-hmm. paint bond better. It won't.
Right.
That old paint will continue to fail. If it's failing already, it's going to continue, and it will take the new paint off as well. So whatever you leave on that door has to be scraped off
mm-hmm.
well. And make sure that around those rough edges, you know, because you're going to have some paint
yep.
left on,
right.
feather those edges with sandpaper just to smooth them out as much as you can.
Right. And once you've done that, if you have that, you need to clean the door. And even if you have a brand new pre-primed door, you still need to clean it with TSP and water, because greases and oils from our fingers and things like that get on there, and it's not giving your paint anything to adhere to, or it's not helping it.
It's not helping it.
So clean the door with TSP and water. Make sure you rinse it. Then give a good scuff sanding with a 320 grit sandpaper. That's going to give the paint something to bond to. Then make sure you get the dust off, because otherwise you're just putting paint over dust and it's all going to fall off. That is a big problem.
Now, the brushing and rolling procedure for a door,
mm-hmm.
we could try to explain that over the radio, but honestly, nobody's going to want to listen to that.
Right.
There's a very simple method.
Yep.
And it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
We've got it on the website. So
yes,
just
there's
go to,
a diagram.
Go to repcolight.com. You can check out our show notes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of recommendations out there on the internet.
Yes.
This is the method that we've got most of our contractors use. We know this works. It's the best system to help you avoid brush strokes and drips and all of that.
Right.
So we've got it spelled out on the website. You can find it there.
Yeah. So now just a quick recommendation for a procedure to actually, you know, paint the door, or a time frame
a
to paint the door. Right. This time of year, you want to start early, you know, 8, 9 o'clock-ish, because every coat that you put on needs about 4 hours to dry. This is of latex paint. We're going to assume you're using latex. About 4 hours to dry in between coats, and then before you close the door. So start your painting at 8, 9 o'clock, get that first coat on. About lunchtime, get the second coat on. And by 7 o'clock, you should be able to close that door without any problems, without the sticking problem.
Right. So that's basically how it works.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple. We'll help you with the tools and all of that. A last few couple of tips would be, when you start a project like this, always assume that you're going to need two coats.
Yes,
even
always.
If you go to Aura, which is available, and we recommend that. That's mm-hmm. one of our recommended products for a front door. Aura from Benjamin Moore still needs two coats in most
yes.
situations for full coverage. So plan on two coats.
Right.
Don't try to make one coat cover.
Mm-hmm. You also need to just plan on, you know, weather conditions. You don't want to paint when the door's hot, so you don't want to paint in full sun. You don't want to paint when it's windy, because then your paint dries too fast and you end up with a mess. Think about, you know, the rain in the forecast, the humidity, things like that. Take all of those things into consideration before you choose when you're going to paint.
Right. And that's pretty much all there's time for on the Repco Light Home Improvement Show. Remember, we've got another contest going on, and you can enter at repcolite.com or on Repco Light's Facebook page. All you need to do is go there and look for the ScuffX video.
Mm-hmm.
The contest is going to end on July 8th. at 9 o'clock in the morning. So next week, Saturday, at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give away 1 gallon of ScuffX to 10 lucky winners. You can try it out in your home, your business, wherever. You'll see how good it is. And you're going to love it. I guarantee it.
Yes.
I'm Dan Hansen. I guarantee things.
Right.
I do guarantee things.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that. Anyway, all the rules are right there. So you might as well go to our Facebook page and like it, because then you get to know about these contests before everybody else. You know, before you hear it on the air, you're going to know and you're going to be signing up.
Are you going to guarantee that? You're Betsy Thompson.
Yes, I'm Betsy Thompson. I guarantee things.
And don't forget about our radio show archives at repcolite.com. You can listen to over 8 hours of the Repcolite Home Improvement Show if you go there. So you could basically get in your car and drive to Kentucky
or the UP
and listen to the Repcolite Show the whole way.
Yes.
Check it out. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. Remember, if you're about to lose your DIY sanity, we can help you fix that crazy.
And impress your friends and family this weekend with grilled peaches and ice cream.
Yum.
Thanks for listening.